all, and it was my they blamed it all on me for putting those things in there.
Do you remember why you put them in there?
Well, I wanted to keep them, see if they'd grow.
Oh, I see. Harboring them.
Yeah.
What did your sisters play with?
Well, we had a piano. Mm-hmm. We had a, to begin with, it was a, what they call a grand piano. It lays down flat. And we had that as far back as I can remember, although it was out of tune. Never, but we'd bang on it. And then we had when I was 9 years old, I got a banjo. Then a year later, I got a fiddle. And then we got guitars and had ukuleles and stuff like that all the time from then on in the house. And We took that grand piano, took all the top off of it, and made a table out of it, the one we're using there now. Mm-hmm. And then bought an upright piano. It's still in the house. And,
Did you have little toy cars or trucks or dolls or anything like that?
Most of the toys like that, the children, the girls, they all had their dolls. But most of the little old toys like we had would be a monkey climbing a string or something like that, just a small toy.
And when did you get those?
At Christmas time.
Okay.
Only.
Only. How would you celebrate Christmas?
Well, it just mostly... Christmas, the biggest thing, Christmas, getting out and shooting firecrackers for them.
Okay.
That's the biggest part of Christmas.
And did you have a Christmas tree?
Sometimes we did, and usually we didn't. For years we didn't, until the girls got a little older and large enough to do their own tree.
Yeah. How did you decorate one?
Well, they'd done everything from using crepe paper to popcorn on the strings and stuff like that.
And did you talk about Santa Claus?
Oh yeah.
And where did he leave? Did he leave things under the tree? Or
no, most all the time is on the mantle, at the mantle.
Yeah.
And socks and maybe a box and a chair or something.
Okay. Were there any big family occasions where other relatives would come to your house from?
Oh, yeah, all the time there's somebody there. At least once a month there'd be a big crowd come in and spend the day and have a big dinner on a Sunday.
What would your mother consider a company meal or special occasion? What would she fix special?
Well, just most of what we had is meats and vegetables, stuff that we might have on the farm. So very little that we'd buy.
Okay, now if I said Thanksgiving, what would you associate with Thanksgiving that you wouldn't some other time of the year?
Well, mostly at that time was your pumpkin pie. We always had our pumpkin, but we didn't eat very much of them. She would prepare pumpkin for that Aaron. And we never did go in for turkeys, but we did have other meats that we'd use.
Okay, and how about Christmas?
Well, we use the same meats that we had on the farm.
Did grandmother ever make fruit cake or anything?
Oh, well, she'd bake cakes, but there's mostly the icing type that you'd prepare, like chocolate pie cake, so forth.
How about Easter? Was there anything?
Well, it just,